Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, ultra-national Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Oh my gosh, I have been waiting for this day because Bill Gates is doing some things that it's just really, really hard to top the stupidity charts of this era.
Yeah, I know.
Takes some serious talent.
Yep.
You know, in the stupid department. And especially for a guy that is the creator of Microsoft, right?
Oh, I know.
You'd think that somebody that's got that kind of an intellect and brains that can do something like that would be able to figure out the short-sightedness of this globalist depopulation plan.
Absolutely. Because he's not stupid. Now, the whole world's getting stupid and going stupid on us. You can't fix stupid, but the solution to stupid is almost the same as the solution for wickedness.
Right.
And Bill Gates isn't wicked. I mean, he's not stupid. He's wicked, in my opinion.
Okay, so we can have the argument as to whether what he's doing right now is stupid, because it is. It is absolutely stupid.
The people that are allowing him to get away with wickedness are the stupid ones.
Which would be us, right? And so
what?
We're allowing him to get away with all sorts of stuff. I mean, think about it.
I told him to stop.
Oh, I know, me too.
He won't listen.
Right.
Right.
Well, no, seriously. It doesn't matter how smart you are. Look at the greatest physicist of our time was Stephen Hawking, and he was an atheist.
Right.
You know, there's God obviously is omniscient.
Yes.
He's the creator. He knows absolutely everything there is to know, and he can figure out. He instructs us that the best working order of things is to love one another.
Right.
Is to love God, love your brother like you love yourself. And so when these people that we assume are so smart, that, you know, can be successful in this world, we assume they're smart, that they're intelligent, but their short-sightedness falls way, way short of the glory of the Lord.
Oh, if it's self-destructive.
If they were so smart, they would be able to understand that the best thing you can do for yourself, for humanity, for the planet, is to love one another and not to destroy each other and be tyrannical to
right.
one another.
Right.
You know, that is an intelligent person right there, because that's wisdom. That's understanding.
Right.
That's understanding the long game. That's also understanding how everybody benefits from freedom that God provides. And so this is why I'm saying what he's doing that we're going to cover today, you're going to fully agree that what he's doing is absolute stupidity.
Well, I agree with you on that, I guess on that plane there, because, I mean, look at Satan.
Right.
We can all agree Satan's smart, but he thought he could thwart the coming of Christ. He thought he could dethrone God. I mean, how stupid can you be?
Right.
Right. Right. So they're almost so smart, they're stupid. It makes them stupid. And like I said, the solution to stupid is the same as the solution to wicked.
Well, and what's also interesting about what you just brought up is that pride is stupid. You know,
well,
pride causes somebody to be so short-sighted, so
right.
blinded by them believing in their own greatness.
You just nailed it. That's where you cross the line. That's when you're smart. You're so smart you add smart plus pride, your brains spill out your ears and you go stupid.
That's right. Well, isn't that the truth? And, well, again, Sun Tzu says the same thing. He loves an adversary that is prideful.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they are so easy to take down. They're blinded by pride.
Yeah, they're self-destructive.
Yep, that's right.
They will... Yes. Oh, yeah.
No,
so true.
No kidding. And so, boy, we've got a lot to get to today. And, yeah. And I've, this, like I said, this is kind of mind-blowing in the stupidity realm. And, you know, there's the things that have been happening, the most horrific, the most atrocious has been the child trafficking and the horror of the child butchery that's associated with all of that.
Yeah.
That's number one on the chart. And, you know, that's in the category of sheer horror. But this, what they're doing with, you know, the depopulation plans and, you know, the whole, this other stuff, that is just on this, the whole stupid chart.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we'll get to the word of the day and then we'll dive into that.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's get right into the word of the day.
Okay. So the word of the day comes to us from James chapter 5, verses 7 through 12. Which reads under the title, Be Patient and Persevering. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain? You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, lest you fall into judgment.
Yes.
And that's it. And
really good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting, because boy, isn't that the truth? The goodness, the greatness of the Lord is most definitely his patience, his long suffering.
Yes.
And granted, the Bible also says that one day with the Lord is like a thousand years here.
Right.
And so when we feel that is a very, very long time, you know, It's only one day in his eyes, but still, when we look back at all of the history, you know, ever since Adam and Eve, everything that God has had to endure, watching people, you know, they rise, they stumble, they fall,
yep.
They rise, they stumble, they fall,
over and over,
and so, you know, he's the definition of patience.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, and praise God for that, you know. Each of us can attest to what a great thing that is when he's thinking of us.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. That's the, you know, they say that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I fully get fear of the Lord.
Oh, me too.
Because I know how unclean I am.
Right.
Compared to him, not even compared to anybody else. All the wickedness going on in the world means nothing. Nobody's going to be standing next to me to be compared to when I'm in front of God.
Right.
And the comparison is going to be between his righteousness and me.
Right.
And I'm toast.
Oh, yeah.
And so it is because of his mercy, it is because of his grace, because what I deserve and he's fully capable of, if his justice were carried out, I don't stand a chance.
Right.
But because of his grace and his mercy and my love for him and my fear for him and the love of his mercy, that right there, and of course, you know, the faith in his son, the trusting in the Lord.
Right.
And those things, you're covered in his grace then, you know.
Absolutely.
And so I can't tell you how grateful I am for that daily.
Right.
Daily.
Well, and you know, with the waiting, you know, like we think that patience is a very difficult thing.
Right.
But the fruit of the waiting is like he describes, it's like the removal of all the dross. It's the refined gold. The end product is just glorious. You know, it's like when you've waited so long to achieve a goal and the day finally comes and it's sweet. You know, I mean, it's like you're so excited about it that God even calls us his jewels.
Right.
That once we've gone through this refining process that he's waited so long and had to endure so much from each of us to get through this process.
Yeah.
That we become like his jewels once it's over.
That's right. And boy, do we look forward to that. But, it, you know, going back to what you've said with him being long-suffering, we see videos or hear of atrocities that take place. And he knows every detail of every atrocity and has watched it all unfold. Now, for him to not speed things up and drop the hammer on humanity is beyond me.
Right.
Because we have just gotten glimpses of the evil that's out there. And some people have experienced that firsthand and not just seen it documented.
Right.
And he has endured watching all of that. He's going to make it all right soon. And the birthing pangs are here. We can see it across the world.
And we could understand a lot of the other side of that too, that the wait is also worth it if it means he gets to save those few extra sheep that he knows are so lost. They're out there. They're going to be the last ones through the gate. Right. And so he knows that if he cuts it off short, they don't have a chance. And so, you know, I mean, it's just like if you had a large family and you're going through some huge, you know, catastrophe and you've got all of your kids there except for two, you know, and you can't actually close up and leave some dangerous area until you get those last two. But, you know, here comes the enemy or whatever. It's coming down towards you and you have to wait for those last two.
That brings to mind an incredible story that happened in North Spokane, where the people had their animals and their kids and their family out and safe, but there were, I think they had two kids still at the house. They were trying to get back to the house. And the sheriff's deputies had the road blocked, saying you can't go in.
Yeah.
And the video cut off there. I don't know what happened. I would love to know. But, I mean, that's where you're right. You've still got children. You're willing to go through the fire.
That's right.
To save and to get. And you'll wait to the last minute. You'll do everything within your power to get to them, to save them. And that's why God's long-suffering, for those people to be brought into the fold, which is what we're here for. Because as you and I were talking, just would love the Lord just to come yesterday, right?
Right.
That's great for us.
Yeah.
But as long as we're here, you know, the other side of that coin, you and I were saying, the Lord said, okay, I'm coming in 5 minutes. There's a part of me that's like, no, wait, there's more to save.
Yeah, right,
you know,
right,
there's people, that loved ones that are lost, people we don't even know that are still lost, that if we could still might be able to reach them. Don't come yet, even though I want to be out of here. And I think that's where our heads and our hearts should be. As long as we're here, it should be, we're anticipating his return.
Right. And squeezing out every last bit of positive influence we can exert.
Yeah. Because spread the gospel, advance the kingdom.
Our time is short.
Yep.
Make your every single day count. Because if you're taken up in the rapture and you look back at all the days that you dawdled or you wasted time and you did nothing, and you see in the end that you might have just been scraping for even more minutes. You know what I mean? Like just
life's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, scraping to try to do more for the kingdom as you're approaching the end, because the last thing you want to do is show up like a schlep. You know, the schlep that was just self-concern, that only had, you know, entertainment on your mind. You know, did I watch enough YouTube? Did I watch enough shorts? You know, did I, you know, all the little YouTube shorts?
Yeah. The one thing that came to mind for me.
Those kind of things.
Yeah. I'm tracking with you now, but I was thinking of the people that they've got them, you know, the really nice big house. They've got the great life. They've got vacation next month. They're like, if the Lord's coming in 5 minutes, they're like, oh, but we're going to go on vacation next week.
Oh, you
know,
geez.
Can you wait? You know, there's that side of it as well.
Right.
And I just moved into this big, beautiful home.
That is one dangerous outlook to have at this point in the game.
Boy, because that's probably one of the virgins that doesn't have oil in their lamp. And you want to stick around?
Yeah, you want to be, concern yourself with the worldly matters, let you.
Yeah.
He will certainly let you.
You just go hang out with Bill Gates for the next 7 years. And
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, good one. And what a great discussion that turned into.
Right.
So what was the scripture for the day?
Okay. So again, that was from James chapter 5, verses 7 through 12.
Alrighty, got it. Awesome. Thank you.
Well, praise God for that.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. Don't get left behind. JesusAppears.com is the website. Go check it out. Go through the videos. Go through all the material. We are on very short time. And there are signs in the heavens that he has given us. And there just isn't much time.
That's right.
I mean, we can see the birth pangs in the world, exactly what we were told to be watching for. That's happening. There's nothing left. No other prophecy needs to be fulfilled for him to return for his church.
That's right.
So go to JesusAppears.com and stick around, Lord willing. Segment 2 is coming up right after the break.
And rumors of wars. Wars 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 and rumors of wars.
The free world must embrace its national foundations. It must not attempt to erase them or replace them. Looking around and all over this large, magnificent planet, the truth is plain to see. If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. The future belongs to sovereign and independent nations who protect their citizens, respect their neighbors, and honor the differences that make each country special and unique. It is why we in the United States have embarked on an exciting program of national renewal.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment 2 is brought to you by you, the listeners. Thank you guys for helping to support us. We are listener supported. And those of you who stepped up to contribute $5, $10, $20, $50 a month, it all adds up. Every amount is very great, appreciated. And you can go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com to learn more about how to support us. Well, Lady Liberty, I've got quite a bit lined up here.
Definitely.
Oh, man. First of all, wiffle bats to the mainstream media. Remember this in North Carolina, South Carolina, an active shooter situation, several people killed, an Asian, but the media had a picture of this guy, and they say, mostly white Asian male goes on shooting rampage.
What does that mean?
Right, exactly. Well, they're not really talking much about this. The shooter was described as an angry student dealing with mental health issues, but it seems like there's a lot more to the story, like a lot more. this bombshell revelation, the University of North Carolina shooter studied at the University of Wuhan.
Wow.
So, but will you hear that on the slipstream news media? I don't think so.
Well, you know, that's actually kind of funny because when I was working in Olympia for Representative Matt Shea, there was a Chinese group that was working through our office. They had actually moved over to America, and they were working on the Republican Party side against communism.
Yes,
and
mostly all Christians.
Yep, and they were really interesting. I really liked them a lot, actually.
Yeah.
And one day they came into the office, all of them just laughing, because they had just recently been accused of being white privilege.
Yes.
And so, you know, we got quite the laugh out of that. You know,
I know.
They go, how is that even possible that they can make that bad of a mistake?
Right. They come to America. It's not because they worked hard and they have a good work ethic and they're taking advantage of a capitalist system. No, it's because of their white privilege.
Yes.
Chinese white privilege.
Right.
I guess.
Well, and so that's just very bizarre that they were trying to say that that guy was mostly white.
Yes. A mostly white Asian.
Wow.
He didn't look mostly white in this
picture. I wonder if he had blonde hair.
I saw. Oh, no. Nope.
Right, right. Well, so we've got to get to this wiffle batting that is just waiting. And so let's start with the first thing that Bill Gates has lined up for all of the poor people of the world. It says here that according to Technocratic World Order, the FDA wants to replace salt with Bill Gates' new mRNA fake salt.
Oh, what could go wrong?
The FDA is quietly planning to replace most salt in America with a new synthetic salt substitute produced by Bill Gates that will be laced with mRNA chemicals. And so
Wow. That,
boy, talk about strike you right where you're vulnerable. Some people have weaknesses in gambling. Some people have weaknesses in drugs or alcohol. My weakness is salt.
Yes.
And so I saw that and I went, not the salt.
Bill Gates just declared war on Lady Liberty.
Yep, that's right.
This guy's just out there. He can't stop meddling.
Yes.
Busybody. You watch. Here comes the narrative. We're going to start seeing all these reports and news media about the dangers of salt. Right?
Yes, probably.
That's exactly right. What's coming. Just be watching for it.
Oh, I can't even believe that. He can't strike us in the salt. That's just not, that doesn't go over well with me at all.
Nope.
And so we've also got this clip here. The salt thing pales in comparison to what we're about to play for you, though. So we want to warn you, just be sitting down while you listen to this, okay? And go ahead and listen now.
Investors are betting Kadama Systems can reduce carbon dioxide in the air by chopping down and burying trees, which has raised $6.6 million in seed funding from Bill Gates's Breakthrough Energy and others. Scientists say burying trees can reduce global warming as well. I don't know where they're finding these scientists, by the way. To help address the problem, the U.S. Forest Services aims to thin out 70 million acres of western forests, mostly in California, over the next decade, extracting more than 1 billion tons of bone-dried biomass. Normally, when you cut down trees, when you're a lumberjack, when you have a lumber company, you're selling the lumber to build houses, people buying from Home Depot or whatever. They're arguing that they want to, rather than sell the timber, take all that wood and just bury it, because they're saying that that is a better solution. And so, in other words, this is a business, because they're getting money to create carbon offsets. And this is what Bill Gates is financing.
Absolutely astounding. This
right,
is just
right.
It's actually what I would expect from these people.
Right.
I mean, these are the same people, like, you know, from Hunger Games, the people that lived at the Capitol, that are from World Economic Forum down to Bill Gates to the Washington, D.C. deep state. They come up with an extremely stupid idea, and then they try to outdo themselves.
Right. Well, you know, here's the bottom line, too, is this whole climate change agenda has really largely made its progress through the whole ecology movement and the environment movement,
yeah.
Right? And so, you know, here now on the back side of this is this guy that wants to just mow down trees and not even use them for the lumber,
just
flat out bury them. So,
yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Save the world.
It can't get any dumber than that. And you know, that really, you want to talk about tree huggers. If they're going to start doing that, you might just see me out there going, no, that's not going to happen. That is the biggest waste of a natural resource that
a
you
could renewable ever... natural resource.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, in this, commentator asked, where is he finding these scientists? I'll tell you, they're the ones that are getting grants.
Right.
The scientists that get the grants bring the results that those paying the grants, whatever their agenda is, it's going to support their agenda.
Right. And here's where the rubber meets the road and proves that it's not, you know, the whole global warming thing and climate change is not about saving the environment at all.
Right.
You know, I'd like to see all those environmentalists come out against Bill Gates at this point, because this is a huge waste of resources. And don't get me wrong, I am very pro-logging, very pro, you know, using natural resources to our own benefit.
That's
as
right.
A capitalist nation. You know, but anytime you're going to just bury something and waste it when it could build houses, I mean, that's a major staple to the economy right there.
That's the difference.
And also, you know, I mean, it's similar to saying like wiping out all the cows, just going and killing them all because they might have hoof and mouth disease.
Because it's good for the environment, because
right.
They're flatulent.
Yeah.
And so we need to go and kill all
just
of our food supply,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, kill them all, not use any of them for food. How ridiculous is that? So that's what I'm saying is that absolutely no way are you going to go ahead and just destroy one of the major economic staples of our nation.
Exactly. Yep. No to communism.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's, you know, obviously more. We've got a great clip from General McGregor we're going to play tomorrow, too.
That's right.
Attacking some of this stuff. It'd be perfect for Thrash of Commie Thursday. He's a great guy. Good patriot. But he points some things out that, well, we definitely are looking forward to sharing with you.
That's right.
Well, you guys have a blessed day out there. Be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bout Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.